Proclamation number 5452 of July 31st, th 1952. Giving out the light presupposes desire for it. Light shall become yours, you who desire the light. And therefore my Sun of Grace will also shine into the darkness. Rays of light will also flash in the abyss so that the desire for light will be awakened in those souls which have been in darkness for an infinitely long time and cannot leave it on their own. But as soon as a ray of light flashes, the desire to escape the darkness is awakened in some souls, and these souls will also be offered the opportunity. They will be lured out of the abyss, as it were. And slowly and often hesitantly they will follow the ray, and they will be led to where light is abundant but not visible to them in all its brightness because they could not tolerate it as long as they are still dark in spirit. Beings of light constantly descend to the abyss in order to fetch up those who are willing to follow them. It is not an act of force and also not a seemingly extraordinary process which could determine the souls of darkness to follow them but, as on earth, the soul has to be willing to accept a gift offered to it. It will perceive the light as a blessing when its resistance against me is subsided, and then it will also voluntarily follow the messengers of light. Even if it only sees them as compassionate souls which it should join. And this willingness is the condition that it will be touched by a ray of light. For the will of every being in the abyss is known to me, and I constantly send souls willing to help them in order to lift them up into spheres where they are then offered the opportunity to acquire light for themselves and improve their fate. 31st of the 7th 1952, all souls in the kingdom of the beyond which have reached a certain degree of maturity, which can receive light, carry out redeeming activity, for every soul has to possess light itself if it wants to pass it on to those who still dwell in darkness. But redemptive activity can also be carried out on earth by people who, through a way of life in accordance with my will, are likewise able to receive and pass on light. As soon as they take care of the souls in true neighborly love which are still in spiritual darkness, they will join the group of people who are active in redemption, and they, too, will be recognized by the souls in the kingdom of the beyond as a source of light and strength and will therefore always be surrounded by them. For where only a loving thought applies to the souls in the beyond, it will be recognizable to them as a ray of light. But where there is love, there is also wisdom, light, which chases away the dark spiritual state. Where there is love, the souls who want light are drawn to it, and where there is love, they will also always be allowed to receive it. Once the will and the desire for light has become active in them, they will never let up. They will hungrily accept what means nourishment for them. They will strengthen themselves with it so that they can always receive more and more and are likewise now inspired by the will to give away or to point souls of darkness to where light is radiated. Yet, nothing can be given without desire. The beings should want it freely, on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. They must return to me if they own free will, yet they will always receive loving help, for the light wants to spread and illuminate everything that was dark before. I want to bestow happiness with my light of love to all beings which willingly open themselves to receive my light. Amen.